Before we go on with the order that we've been going on, I thought we should spend a few minutes at least addressing the question of the source of Mitzvot Avelos, Avelos Darais, Avelos Rabbanan. There's no better place to talk about it in our current course of action. So talk about it for a few minutes, just the basic Mar Makamos, and then pick up where we left off with Simon Shin Ayin Tes. The Rambam begins Hilchos Avelos, Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvas asei lehis abel ala krovim, shenemar v'yachalti chatas hayom hayita b'nei Hashem, v'ein avelos min ha-Torah ela b'yom rishon levad, shehu yom nisa b'yom ha-kavura. Aval shar ha-shiva ein adin Torah. So the Rambam holds that avelos is min ha-Torah, but only avelos yom rishon, and only yom rishon when yom rishon is both yom ha-nisa and yom ha-kavura. Even though the pasuk tells us v'yas la'aviv evel shivas yomim, in the Torah, in Ischadsha Halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lehem Yisrael Shiva Simei Avelos, the Shiva Simei Mishta. So fundamentally, Shiva Simei Avelos is a din derabbanan takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, but not a din deoraisa. And that's the Yerushalmi Asalasha quoting this pasuk in the end of Sefer Bereishis. That the Pashup Shah of Yerushalmi indicates as well that this is not the actual source for Avelos Shiva. Okay, so what's noteworthy is that the Rambam's citation is from the Pasuk of Aninus. We discussed earlier that Aninus in the Torah means that a individual, Biyom, Hamisa, is asr b'achilas kachim, is asr b'achilas ma'isr sheni, is asr to do the avoda. And that's the pasuk of Yachadi chatasi yom etevin yeshem parashat shmini. The Rambam seems to quote that as a marker for avelos de'araisa. As the Mishnah raises that question, why should it be that we learn out avelos min ha-Torah from the Sefer Aninus? And then he points out that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Esei La Mitzayim, connects Avelos to Tamasonim, Parshas HaShavua, that a Kohen is Mitzuvah to be Mitame to his Zayin Krovim. And the Rambam there sources that as the Makor for Avelos Minotar. Because Mishnah is bothered by that as well. Why is that so Pasha? How do you know the positive requirement of Avelos for anyone from the requirement of a Kohen to be Mitame to his Zayin Krovim? The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say over here that the source that the Rambam provides of V'chati Chatas Hayom Mitav B'nei Hashem is not necessarily the source for the principle of Avelos in and of itself, but simply the source for the duration of Avelos. We learn out from Aninus that the duration of Avelos is a single day. The source for Avelos may be something else, it may be Tavas Kohanim, it may be something else, but we need Aninus simply to indicate the duration of Avelos min ha-Torah, not necessarily the concept of Avelos min ha-Torah. That's the position of the Rambam here. Avelos Yom Rishon, Yom Isa Yom Kvura is Min HaTorah, and that's the position of the Gaonim, quoted in the Rif, in the end of the second parak of Brachos. Lech HaMishnah raised a different question here, which essentially the Ramban himself asks. The Rabbanan Toras Adam, in the piece before, where he discusses how Nihuge Avelos or Noe during Aninus. If you better understand, if you hold that Nihuge Avelos or Noe during Aninus, so it's easy to understand how Aninus could be a source for Avelos. But the Ramban there before he comes to that conclusion, asks, and Lacha Mishnah is a little bit more explicit in asking directly here on the Rambam, if it is the case that we're learning out Hilchos Avelos from Aninos, so how is it that the time frame is different? Aninos is Noheg B'Yom Hamisa, whether or not Yom HaMisa coincides with Yom HaKavura. And the position of the Gaon and the position of the Rambam is that Avelos Min HaTorah is only Noheg if Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKavura coincide. If the Kavura is going to be delayed, if there's no Kavura B'Yom HaMisa, then there's no Avelos Min HaTorah. So if Aninus is indeed the marker for Avelos, so if you say like the Aruch HaShulchan, Aninus is not necessarily the marker for Avelos per se. But if Aninus is the makor for Avelos, so then how is it that Aninus is knowing the Yom HaMisa regardless of whether it's Yom HaKavura? And yet the position of the Gaon of the Rambam is that Avelos is only knowing Min HaTorah if it's both Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKavura. That's a question that the Lecha Mishnah asked you directly, the Rambam a little bit more implicitly. If you look in the Shir HaRav, Simen Ches, the Rav had a lengthy hesber in this, the difference between Nihugei Avelos and Kiyumei Avelos, that Nihugei Avelos are not at play during the period of Aninus, but Kiyumei Avelos are. So you can take a look there as to how he developed this idea. And the other side, we have the position of the Bali Tosfos, the position of the Rush. The Rush is in Simen Gimel, and the Tosfos is in Ba'ikat and Yudal and Vaveis. So they're of the opinion that there's no such thing as Avelos Min HaTorah at all. That even Avelos Yom HaRishon is only Midrabanan. Obviously, there's Aninus Min HaTorah, that's Pasuk, but Avelos Min HaTorah doesn't exist. All Avelos is only Dirabanan. And that's the Rush's formulation there in Simen Gimel of Aninus Lachud, the Avelus Lachud. Aninus and Avelus are two separate parshios, two separate topics, and one is in no way a source for the other. What's the nafkamina as to whether Avelus is Minotorah and Yom Rishon or Midrabanan? So one classic nafkamina is what we have in Simen Shin Sadi Tes. Machaber writes Simen Shin Sadi Tes to If Yud Gimel, and this is at least broadly speaking the context of the sugya in the beginning of the third Bergamoy Katam. And the Machaber passed Simen Shin Sadi Tes to If Yud Gimel. Then Komos Sheosin Shnei Yom Tovim. When you have a Yantav Sheni, Mi Shemeis Lameis BeYantav Sheni Shu Yantav Achron Shel Pesach. So let's say there's a meis who passes away on the final day, Yantav Sheni of Yantav Achron of Pesach or Sukkot or Shavuos, the Kavur Bo Bayom, and the Kavuras Hameis take place on that day. We know that in principle, the Gemara in Beitza, that Meis B'Yantav Sheni, even Yisraelim can perform the Kavura. So if you actually do perform the Kavura on that second day of Yantav, Nohei Bo Avelos. The Mechaber Paskins initially, quoting from the Bahag, that Avelos is Noheg from the moment of Kfura on Yantav Sheni. Ho, the Yantav Sheni be Devrayim. Since Yantav Sheni is only Derabanan, the Avelos Yamishan Shehu Yamisa B'Kfura Shel Torah. Yidacha Esay Shel Devrayim, and they Esay Shel Torah. So since Yantav Sheni is only Derabanan, Avelos Yamishan, if it's Yamisa B'Yam Kfura, is Deraisa. So the essay that's the rice is docha, the essay shall debray. And then the Mechaber concludes, the olam noagin shalol v'tavu v'yantav sheni shogal yasah shemes afilu yom misa v'kfura. So the minhag olam is not that way. And the Rama adds, why this olam kedasa omrim she'ein shem avelus deraisa? Because we hold that there's no such thing as Avelos Deraisa. The whole cheshbon's off. The Mechaber's cheshbon from the Bahag is that if Avelos Yamishan is Deraisa, so that will be Docha Yantav Sheni Derabanan. But if Avelos Yamishan is only Derabanan, so Shevi Al Tasa Adif. There's no principle of dechia. So there's no avelos noeg, even if you're covered meso, the yantav sheni. So that's the Ramakos based on the Bali Tosos, that our practice, and even the Mechaber acknowledges that that was a minig olam, our practice is to assume, like the position that Yantav Rishon is the Rabbanan, that there would be no Dechias Yantav, even if there's a Kfura on Yantav Sheni Shagoyas. Now, if you hold that Yom Rishon is Daraisa, the Veilos Yom Rishon is Daraisa, what is the status of the night following that day? Do we say Veilos Yom Rishon Daraisa including the night after, or Veilos Yom Rishon Daraisa ends at the end of the halachic day? So that seems to be a machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara in Ksubis in the sugya of Neis Abim Shalchas and Ima Shalkala, the sugya there in Gimel Mibes Dalev and Aleph. So there the din is that Machnisin es Neis Cheder ves Achasin es Kala L'Chupa. So even though the Nisa happens right before the Chupa was scheduled, we don't postpone the Chupa. We delay the Furus Ameis. Bo Vilas Mitzvah Parish. V'noi Shiva Tzimei Mishta, and then Shiva Tzimei Avel. So that's the din of Neis Abim Shalchas and Ima Shalkala, Simin Shin Membeis, which we probably won't get to discuss in this shiur, series of shiur. But the Chachmei Sfard over there, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Rash as well, so they all ask the following kasha. According to the position of the Gaonim, which is the position of the Rambam, that Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa, that Avelis Yom Rishon when it's Yom Nisa Yom Kfura is Daraisa, so what's this cheshvin of Meis Avim Shalchas and Ima Shalkala that we're going to allow the Simchas Chasana to take place? How do we say that Simchas Yom Mishta, which is only a Din Derabanan, is Doch Avelis Min HaTorah? So Avelis Yom Misha, Yom Misa Kfura, you're going to bury the maize right after the Chuppah, presumably. So that's Yom Misha, Yom Misa, Yom Kfura, Avelis Daraisa. So how can you say that Simchas Chasana College is clearly a Din Derabanan, is going to be Doch the Avelis Yom Misha Daraisa? So that's the kasha that all the Rishonim are bothered by. And that's again Sivis. Okay? So the Rosh Taka quotes today in Rishonim, an interesting position of the Ramah, that Simchas Yom Rishon Dechupa is the Raisa. Okay, so that's a Shitas Yachin Rishonim. But the Rosh, to answer the question, says no. So if you assume, like that position of the Ramah, that just like Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa, then Simchas Yom Rishon is also the Raisa. So then it cancels out, and you have the right to delay. You have the right to delay the Avelis. Okay, but the other Rishonim don't answer that. What are the other Rishonim answers? The Ramban says as follows: Ve'efshar she'ein kovrin osar ela machrasa. The Ramban says that maybe we're talking about, and the proper procedure is to delay the kvura till the next day. The assumption of the question is that the kvura is the same day. And then you have Avelis Yom Rishon Daraisa, Yom Misa Yom Kfura. So the man says, no. Maybe the Gemara's implicit suggestion is that you should delay the Kfura till the next day, and then you won't have Avelis Daraisa. The Rabban says, in Torah Ika Halana Sameis. So how can you do that? That's a violation of Halana Sameis. Do Esei Velo Sasei. That's a violation both of an Esei and a Lo Sasei. Havalei kemalina l'chvoda. So no, so maybe that would be mutter. Maybe halana sameis would be mutter under these circumstances. Just like there's a dispensation, if you need to be malina sameis l'chvoda, lahavi lo aron tachrichim mekodanos shemutter. So just like there are certain situations where we allow you to delay the kvura till the next day, if it's l'chvoda mameis, l'chvoda shameis, if not all the tzarchi hakvura are available at that time, so we allow you to delay the kvura. So here also, maybe there is a allowance because of the circumstances, the pressing circumstances, to delay the Kfura Sameis until the next day. But the Ramban doesn't want to say that. He says that it's difficult to assume that implicit in this Gemara is that we're going to tell you to dafka, leave over the Kfura till the next day. But rather, you have to say that bez and mask and lakra davar min haTorah v'shevi al tasa. So, in principle, you're right. In principle, we should have no right to postpone the Avelis Min HaTorah. But yesh koach v'yachachonim lachar dov min atorv v'shev yaltasa. So we have the right to tell you, don't be novik the nihu ge'avelos, even though avelos yavishan deraisa. Under the circumstances, we have the right to tell you, you can dispense with nihu ge'avelos for the moment. Okay. So what's noteworthy here is that the Ramban, the other Rishonim, when they present this question, they all present the question as, why don't you wait until the next morning? Maybe the Eitza is that you should wait until the next morning. So why don't the Ramban say you should wait till that night? Especially because when it comes to the Isser of Baal Talin, of Lo Salin of Loso, according to many Rishonim, you're only over on the lav of Halanas HaMeis if the mace is left over until the morning. So, at least you should be Bokris or Rabbi Miyuto. And if you're going to suggest leaving over the mace so you don't have Yom Misa Yom Kippur on the same day, so why is it suggesting wait till the next morning? Wait till that night. That night, there's no longer Yom Misa and Yom Kippur. And you'll be Marviach that you haven't necessarily violated the Los Aseh of Los Alindiv Loso. That's the position, for example, of the Sefer HaYireim, Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet, that you're only over on Alanos HaMeis if you wait till the next morning. And that seems to be the position of Rashi as well. So it seems that the Ramban and those who show him who present the question and the answer in this way are assuming that the din of Avelus Yom Rishon D'Oraisa extends to that night. That it wasn't a possibility. You wouldn't be marviach anything of the question if you wait, you delay the kfura until nighttime, because Avelus Yom Rishon extends to the nighttime. Talking about before unions, where burial at night was an option. So that presumably relates to the Machlokas Tanaim that we referenced earlier, as to whether Aninos Laila D'Oraisa. That's Machlokas Tanaim in Zvachim Kuf Amidbeis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Aninos Laila D'Oraisa. According to Rabbi, Aninos Laila D'Rabbana. There are the Nihuge Aninos that we have in the Torah, are those only relevant until nightfall, or do those extend to that night? The Isra Vechilas Kachar Pranonin, does that extend to that night? So,
you're saying, why didn't they do the Chuppah during the day and then have the Kippur that night?
Right, the Ramban's question is, maybe the answer to this question of how are you doch Avelos D'Oraisa is that we create a situation where there's no Avelos D'Oraisa, namely, we delay the Kippur until the next morning. So why didn't the Ramban say we delay the Kippur till that night? Right? So strongly master, the Ramban assumes that delaying it to the night wouldn't solve the problem because the Avelos Yom Rishon extends to the night.
But then you would be able to have Kippur during Avelos Yom Rishon.
That's the problem. The Ramban's problem is, how can you just ignore Avelos Yom Rishon D'Oraisa? How does Simchas Chasam Kala D'Rabbanan allow you to ignore Avelos Yom Rishon D'Oraisa? The Ramban says, so maybe you delay the Kippur till the next morning, when there won't be, that way there won't be Avelos D'Oraisa.
Yes. So we're assuming that, one question is, if there's a Misa Kippur Yom Echad during the day, does that Avelos extend to the night mid'Oraisa? And we're assuming we can say yes, according to Ramban, from the fact, it's a slightly different point, but that if you do the Kippur at the night, then that's connected back to the first day to create, meaning, if the Kippur is at night, so then they're connected. So we're assuming it's the same. Also true that if you do both during the day, then the Avelos would extend at night. Ramban is saying a different point.
So you're saying maybe you could distinguish, and maybe you can say that if the Nisa and the Kippur take place on the same day, so then that Avelos Yom Rishon D'Oraisa extends to the night. But if the Avelos takes place, if the Kippur takes place at night, so that's not called Yom Misa.
No, Ramban is saying in the second case, then it is Misa Kippur Yom Echad. But maybe if everything happens in the day, then it ends. I don't know why you're saying it. You're saying there are different.
Well, so you're saying you would say if the Kippur is at night, so that's considered Misa Kippur Yom Echad. But if the Kippur is during the day, then it wouldn't extend to the night. Why would you make that distinction?
I don't necessarily know why, but it is a different You're saying it should be telling the same thing.
I would think so. That's one. That's the package of how we define
day
and night for as far as this issue. So most Rishonim assume that Aninus Laila de Rabbanan, independent of whether Avelus Yom Rishon de Raisa. So for example, the Rif, and again the end of the second parak in Brachos, in the Maisa there in the Mishnah of Rav Gamliel, the Rav Gamliel was Rochitz Laila Rishon Shemesa Ishto. Rav Gamliel was an Istinus, so he was Rochitz the evening after his wife passed away. So the way the Rif seems to understand that halacha is that if Aninus Laila is Derabanan and Avela Shiva is Derabanan, so then you would have the right to be Megal for Nistinus. If Aninus Laila is Daraisa, so then you have no right to be Megal. If Aninus Laila is Daraisa, and then we assume that Avela's Yom Rishon extends to that night, so then an Nistinus has no right to be Megal. But if that's only Derabanan, so then Gamliel would have the right to be Megal as an Nistinus. So the Rif seemed to have assumed that if you argue Rav Gamliel, there's no room to be make of Laila Rishon. So he seems to entertain there the possibility that arguing Gamliel may hold that a Velas Kol Shiv is Deraisa. Just a parenthetical Maramaka. There is a position of the Machzor Vitri that Aninus Laila Daraisa, and that's relevant to Avelus. Machzor Vitri, Simon Reish Ayin Hay, assumes that Nihugi Avelus and Oig Min HaTorah the night after Misa V'Kvura, and that is the position of the Meiri as well, in the beginning of the third parak of Moed Katan. So that could be that the Ramban here is assuming that as well, that Aninus Laila Daraisa, and as an extension, the definition of Yom Nisa V'Yom Kur for Avelus Daraisa within the position of the Gaonim extends to that night. But again, the Halacha, the Rama assumes in Simen Shin Tzadi Tes that we follow the Bali Tosas that Avelus Yom Rishon is Derabana. How and whether this fits into the question of halacha kedivrei Mikra v'Avil, maybe we'll have occasion to talk about in the future. Yeah.
Did the first one pass away at night, so that is there any discussion that Avelus in if the guru would be at night, would there be any discussion of that would carry over the next day, or is only day to night?
So if you hold that it extends to the night, that's because the paradigm is Aninus, and that's a Kachim calendar model. So it would only be night following day, not day following night. But you're asking, if you assume that Aninus Laila is the Rabbanan, so then there is no connection necessarily between what happened that day and the night, so then could you assume within that position that Avelus Yom Rishon Yom Nisa Kvura Daraisa, that if it all happened at night, the next day would carry over? I'm not sure. I'm pausing to discuss. Let me know what you find.
In terms of the count, though, that would be day one wouldn't be... The next day wouldn't be day two, right? That would definitely be day one.
The next day would be day one. Okay. In Shin Ayin Tes, we have the din of Birchas Avelim. Kara writes, Gishemavarach and Birchas Hamazon, the Besa Avel, Omer Bracha Revias, Knesach Zu. So there's a special Nesach HaBracha for the fourth Bracha benching. Baruch Hashem, Makenu Melech Olam, Makenu Levinu, Makenu, etc. Kadosh Yaakov, Melech, Achai, Yatov Ametiv, Kel Emes, Dain Emes, Shofi B'tzedek, V'chule, and the Rama adds further Nesach HaBracha. This nusach for Birchas Hamazon is not widely practiced. Why not? If you look in the Der Hagola, the margin over here, he writes, "Mashal Arisi Nogin Lahosif Birchas Avelim Bracha Revias." Nearly as tighty, she somehow a divrei atosos ksubas daches shochichu sham de Birchas Avelim ena elavasara. So that's the position of Tosos and Ksubas. There, the Gemara compares Birchas Avelim to Birchas Chasanim. The Gemara there says that by Birchas Chasanim you need Asara and the Chasan is Min HaMinyan, and Birchas Avelim you need Asara and the Avel Zayna Min HaMinyan. So Tosus there and that Gemara, strictly speaking, seems to be talking about Birchas Rechava, a bracha that they would say after the Kvura, out in the open. But Tosus there seems to assume that this Nusach HaBracha, Birchas Rechava, after the Kuru you would say it out in public, and then the Bracha would continue to be recited during the Shivas Yemei Avelus and the Beis Avel. That's what Tosus sounds like over there, based on the Gemara's Ksuvas and the Chesim and Beis. So Tosus there assumes, based on that Gemara's equation, that this whole notion of Birchas Avelus, strictly speaking, the Gemara there is talking about Birchas Rechava, but Tosus assumes the same thing is true for the parallel Bracha that you would say in a Beis Avel, and Tosus assumes that bracha is only recited if you have a Zeman of Asara. So that's what the Bar Gola writes over here, that common practice is not to recite this bracha because you need a minyan, and usually you're not mezamin with a minyan in a Beis Avel. Theoretically, if you are mezamin with a minyan in a Beis Avel, the Bar Gola presumably would say that you should recite Birchas Avelim, but that's not the norm. That's what the Mordechai writes as well. The Mordechai is in the end of Ayikata, and Simon Tav Tav Kuf Kafes. Tav Tav Kuf Kafes. That Birchas Avelim is only recited if you have a minyan. And an Avil should not be mitzdarif to a minyan during the Suda Savra. Because Suda Savra, he's eating from other people's food, and he's not part of the party. That's the Mordechai writes. However, there is a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Peites If Beis. Simen Kuf Peites Sivkatan Beis. Rather, Kuf Peites Sivkatan Beis. So there the Magen Avraham writes that we have this Nusach for Birchas Avelim, and seems to say that you recite it normally. Even an individual would recite Birchas Avelim in a base. Even an individual Avel would recite Birchas Avelim. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Aruch HaShulchan writes here in Siman Shin Ayin Tes that Tosus is a Das Yachid, and the more correct practice is that an individual should recite Birchas Avelim and Avel, even if he's not mizamein, part of a zimun. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, "V'makil bazeh lo yafeh mosim." It's not right. It's improper that people are makel to ignore Birchas Avelim. The common practice does seem to be that Birchas Avelim is not recited even if you have a Zeman of Shlosha. There is some discussion here as to whether it's appropriate to have a Zeman in a Beis Avel. the Shach raised that issue here in Sivkat Advav. And if you look at the dog number Vav on the side of the page, as we know, that's true by Suda Bapsakas and Erev Tisha B'Av, that you're not supposed to have a Zeman for Suda Bapsakas and Erev Tisha B'Av. And maybe that's true for Suda Savra. But is that true in general in a Beis Avel? So the dog number Vav here has some kind of compromise. The Mordechai says you shouldn't be mitzaref an avel to a zeman of asara. So maybe asara you shouldn't be mitzaref him for, but maybe a zeman of shlosha would be okay. Rabbi Felder writes in his book that it's better to avoid having a zeman b'beis avel. Rav Schachter thought that he's not aware of any real legitimate reason to avoid a Zeman. So it seems that Berachas Aveilim should be recited if there's a minyan. And if you have a Zeman, common practice seems to be not to. That's what Baal Yishalchan writes. So sometimes it's difficult to assess how do you know what common practice. Sometimes common practice is because people are familiar with halachos, not something that you do every day. So how do you assess common practice in these matters?
Is it in the Siddur?
I'm sorry?
Is it in the Siddur?
So I just looked before I came down in a couple of Siddurim, which did not have it. I don't know if they have it in the art school. You can check if you want.
The Koran Siddur
has
it.
I'm sorry?
The Koran Siddur has it.
It does? I looked in the Koran.
In the back.
In the back?
They have it in a separate section of Rabbeinu. It's things that apply to Avel.
So I didn't notice that. Yeah. So they have it? When did they say it should be recited? I don't know. So take a look. Rav Schachter told me that he heard one report of someone reliable that was knowing to say Berachas Avelin with the Zeman of three. He said he didn't have a Zeman. Not because he was avoiding it, but he just didn't have it. If I asked him, if you would have had, would you have said it? They said this account that he heard from this about this Talmud Chacham, he only heard after he was an Avelis. I think common practice is not to. I have in my notes from Rabbi Willis Shirim, but I don't actively remember this, and Rabbi Willis Nerik himself, so I couldn't ask him, that he thought you should say Berachas Aveilim. It sounded like even Bechidus. But I don't actively remember that. When I was in Aveilis, I didn't Bechidus, and I didn't have occasion to have a Zeman. But despite the Koran, I think maybe the Koran's for when you have a minyan. I don't know. There's a related issue here. The Mechaber writes in Se'if Dalid, B'Shabbos and B'Yerech B'Yachid O B'Gimel Avelim M'Varech K'Derech Shem M'Varech B'Chol D'Tzinehu, that on Shabbos, if you are benching B'Yachid, or if you have a minimum Zeman of three, so then you could say the Berachas Aveilim, because that's not the violation of Aveilus B'Ferhesya. But if there are other people, meaning non-Aveilim, so then, Rabbi Willis said other people, meaning not from the B'nai Abayis, so that would be a violation of Aveilus B'Ferhesya, and then you shouldn't recite Berachas Aveilim. Again, that's assuming that you would recite Berachas Aveilim, even the Yachid.
There's two issues. One is if a zeman can take place in the mm-hmm. home. Another one is if an avel mm-hmm. can. So there's a tzad, an avel is allowed to be part of a zeman, and that's the discussion.
So the discussion as to whether an avel can be part of a zeman is a sara. The Mordechai seems to say no, but in Shulchan Aruch he paskin that he can be. That's the issue of the Gemara, whether he's min a minyan. And if you need a minyan of a sara to say Berachas Aveilim, is he min a minyan? But in Shulchan Aruch, there's no explicit. It doesn't say anywhere here in Shulchan Aruch that you need a minion of a sardis say Berachas Avelim. That's in the Baragola, which has it aside. Then the separate question: the Shachar is it appropriate to have a zimun even of Shlosha involving an Avel? And the Dargum of Rava says three yes, ten no, but unclear what the base of that distinction would be.
An Eretz Tisha B'Av, right. Part of the reason we don't is because we treat ourselves like Avelim, so there, for some reason, and then we wouldn't want to be part of a Zimun, is it?
Right. Or it could be that...
technically, maybe we could be part of a Zimun, we're saying no, if it's three.
Right. Or because maybe there's an Aninus component, even though an Onid's not Bavarach at all, so maybe that's some kind of a compromise. Yeah.
Is this discussion just about Surah Rah?
No, this is all 7 days.
Okay.